You are listening to WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Like everybody can be prejudiced. And I asked them, I said, what is the strong man of what is a strong man of hatred? And they didn't know. They were like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? And so tonight, that's what I want to talk about, if it be the Lord's will. We want to talk about jealousy. Amen. And let's start off by reading some scripture here. One of the things that they begin to say is that I believe it's a white God, and I grew up in church, and that was a good thing. Right? They grew up in church, and they had a Christian background and stuff, and they were saying that that the Christians used the Bible to kill and to enslave people. And I said, everybody that say they're a Christian, is not a Christian. I'm gonna say that again. Everybody that say that they're a Christian is not a Christian. I begin to explain to the person that there is a religious spirit. Come on, oh glory to God, that people can serve God in form and in passion. Amen. The Bible says the letter does what? The letter does what? I can't hear y'all. The letter does what? And the spirit gives what? The letter killeth, and the spirit gives life. The letter killers. I said, the problem with a lot of people is that they got the letter, but they didn't get the spirit. And I said, the spirit of God, the spirit of God is, Jesus said, what did Jesus say? He says, you shall receive what?
Power.
After what?
Holy Spirit. It's called
power. You shall receive. And I told him, I said, the first thing that power did was the power helped me. Come on. The power straightened some stuff out in my life. Okay, all right, because the problem with us in the body of Christ, the problem with a lot of us, and I don't know if I want to say even the body of Christ, is that a lot of us are just religious. Come on. Oh, glory to God. We don't have the real thing, the real deal. A lot of us haven't been activated. Come on. Because unless you invite Jesus Christ into your life to be your Lord and Savior, oh glory to God. See, you can go up and join a church, but unless you say, Lord, come into my life. The person began to talk about how her son got messed up on drugs, and I begin to say that drugs open you up for a demonic influence. And I say the same way that you have to invite Jesus Christ into your life to be Lord and Savior, he's not going to come in. He's not going to knock the door down. Now, the devil will try to knock the door down. I said drugs, alcohol, these things open you up for demonic influence and even possession. Come on. You go out and you take the wrong type of drug, and it could mess you up for life. Come on. It could cause you to be filled with the wrong thing. Come on, somebody. I won't go too far into that. Just like Christianity, you got to invite God in. Well, the same thing. A lot of people get messed up because when you start inviting the enemy in, he comes in. Oh, glory to God. They have you talking crazy, as you were like, well, he would say, well, yeah, there's two of them over there, and there's two of them, and one right here, and there's one right there. Well, our eyes, they're looking through your eyes. Come on, you can, just like we allow Christ to look through our eyes, what the enemy can look through your eyes. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And so it's so important, especially, I said, when you deal with religions and you don't deal with the real thing. I said Christianity is the real thing. Religion, let's talk about religion for a second. Religion, what is religion? Religion, you see religion in the Bible when Adam and Eve sinned. Oh, glory to God. And when they sinned, they tried to approach God how? Y'all come on, speak up. Do I need to get everybody a microphone? I know what I'm going to do. Well, y'all keep it up. I'm going to put a microphone out there, and then I'm going to say, go and answer the question, right? I'm going to put a microphone on one side and on the other side. They tried to approach God with fig leaves on. In other words, they tried to approach God the way that they thought that they should approach God, which was they had on fig leaves, right? But God had did what? He'd established a pattern. He was like, hey, you know, somebody, there has to be blood that has to be shed. So what do we see? We see Cain coming with his apples and oranges and pears and cantaloupes and this and that, you know, strawberries, grapes, oh glory to God, trying to approach God. The same way, I mean, trying to approach God the way he wanted to approach him, and God rejected it. Come on. But then we see Abel coming to God with an animal sacrifice. We see man building a tower, the tower of what? What is it called? The tower of what?
Babel.
The tower of Babel. They were trying to approach God. And so you see religion, where religion always tries to approach God the way they want to approach God. And so I was telling the person that God is a God of love. You just can't, you know, can I say something? This is why when you talk about heaven, you talk about this flesh can't go. You talk about this skin, the skin color. Don't make a difference what color you are. Oh, glory to God. You know, color is not going to get you into heaven. How many remember when the woman began to talk about her nationality? Because here she is, she was believing that she was a Jew. How come you got all of these people, they don't even know who their great-granddaddy was, great-great-great-granddaddy. They don't even know how they originated or got from over here. They know that they came from the continent of Africa. You got a lot of nations in Africa, but it didn't just focus on one area. Those people that was taken from all over Africa. You can't look back and say where you came from. We don't even know where we came from, how we got over here. Come on, everybody didn't document their arrival over here like Kunta Kinte and pass it down through history and stuff like that. And so for us to say that we are the nation of Israelites, you know, how do you know? Prove it. Prove it. Prove that you're an Israelite. You know? You might have more Scottish in you than anything. You know, you might have some Indian in you. I mean, come on, a lot of people, you know, a lot of blacks, you know, flock to the Indian tribes and begin to marry them and mate with them. Come on. I mean, my grandmother had a picture of her dad. He was, Cherokee Indian something. He was Indian. Amen. And so a lot of us don't know. And how many remember when Jesus was dealing with the Samaritan woman? What did she try to do? She started talking about her what? Her race, her background. Oh, glory to God. What justified her to be a godly person? And how did Jesus respond? Jesus said, those who serve the Lord must serve him how? In spirit and in truth. Your color can't get you into heaven. Your color, when God is looking at you, he ain't focused on your color. He's focused on your heart. Oh, glory to God. What's going on in your heart? Are you okay? And so anyways, without going too much into that, all right, because even the person was like, why did God allow all of this to happen? And you know, and I said, hey, we're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Oh, glory to God. The devil did all of that to get you to be antichrist. Come on. He used people. He caused people to mishandle this faith to get people have malice and offense in their heart towards God. Well, we can have malice and offense in our heart towards the Lord. And so these people, they're mad at God. Come on. Because she said, if he is the true God. And I thank God, because while she was talking, I was praying for wisdom, but yet I was binding this strong man of jealousy. Oh, glory to God. To the point that after we got through talking, she was like, you know, I've learned so much, and I really enjoyed our conversation and such. Why? Because I was binding up that spirit so that she could hear the truth. Oh, glory to God. So that the truth could make her free. And I told her, I said, you know, okay, I won't go all into that, but let's hit some scripture here. Let's hit some scripture. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Go to Job 5 and 2. Job 5 and 2. Let's hit some scripture. Oh, glory to God. So I had to literally explain to her what a strong man was, because in a lot of churches are in, you know, in some of this black, they're not teaching the people about the enemy. They're not teaching the people, so she didn't know what a strong man was. And so, huh? Yeah, they got one enemy, that's a white man. Yeah, and so I tell her, I said, the strong man of jealousy, I said, hatred falls up under the strong man of jealousy. And I told her, I said, you know, because she was saying, well, black people can't be, have hatred. And I said, the strong man of jealousy, I said, I asked the Lord, and the Lord let me know that you can be so jealous for your own race, you'll step on another. And that includes black, white, yellow, brown, red, and I even told her blue, because there are blue people on this planet. And so you could be so jealous for your race and your kind that you can come against, you can attack, you can murder another race of people. You can try to dominate another race of people because of the jealousy. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And she didn't know I was putting it on her, boy. And it was like, you know, her eyes was being opened. You know, but I was the reason that you know, to get people to listen to you like that, why they running their mouth and spew not all the lies that the enemy has told them. You got to take authority over the spirit of what? You got to bind up the spirit of jealousy. Oh, glory to God. And so anyways, Job 5 and 2 says what?
For
okay, my Bible, and I'm looking, I just, you know, pulled up some scripture. I don't know what Bible is coming from. But it says, surely resentment destroys the fool. And jealousy kills the simple. And jealousy kills, man, jealous people are capable of murder. Come on. Especially when people are jealous for their race, they'll kill the simple or the naive or the innocent. Oh, glory to God. You could be giving somebody a ride home and they got a jealous spouse. Come on, you could lose your life because somebody has a crazy jealous spouse. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 23 and 17 and 18. Proverbs 23 verses 17 and 18. And so, one of the things that we have going on here in the United States of America is jealousy. There's a strong man of jealousy. Oh, glory to God. People are looking at race. People are looking at color. People are looking at flesh. Come on, somebody. The Bible tells us that we're not fighting what? Say it. Come on, say it, church. Flesh and blood, or what?
Spirits and principalities.
So in other words, if you're looking at a race of people, you're losing the battle, or you have already lost the battle. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. You cannot focus on people. You cannot focus on flesh and blood. And why do you think Jesus was able to say, Father, you forgive them, but they know not what they do? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. They're naive. Come on. They're being duped. They're being tricked. They're being lied to. You know, and so, Father, I need you to forgive. Because guess what? If it's me, I'll probably be mad. I was telling this person, I said, you know, one thing about love, Glory to God, man. This is why when there's love in your heart, you don't focus on color. You don't focus on flesh and blood. Oh, glory to God. And the person was like, you know, Christianity is so wimpy. And so, you know, people won't fight for what they're. And I say, no. And I say, Jesus said, blessed are the meek. Oh, glory to God. A meek person is not a weak person. But a meek person is willing to obey God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so if I got to take a blow, oh, glory to God. If I got to take a hit to obey God, hallelujah. People don't think that they need to be, you're not going to step on me. When Jesus was treated wrong, oh, glory to God. But in the end, he rose with all power in his hand. He was meek. He was willing to obey the Father. Oh, glory to God. And so we got to be willing, somebody say, to obey.
To obey.
The Father.
The Father.
The Word of God. We got to be willing to obey the Word of God. Oh, glory to God. Proverbs 23:17-18 says, do not let your heart envy sinners. Now, do you know that there are Christian people that get jealous of sinners? Oh, yeah. Got to be careful. Because, you know, sinners can, you know, there's a lot of successful sinners out there. Oh, glory to God. And so we can't even be jealous of them. Oh, glory to God. Even jealous for the things that they have. It says, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. Come on. Zeal. Your zeal. If you're going to have zeal for anything, have zeal for the Lord God Almighty. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. There's a future hope for you. It's eternal life. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You're going to be zealous about anything. Be zealous about your relationship with God and eternal life, spending the rest of eternity with God. Oh, glory to God. But don't let your heart envy. Don't let. And the whole point I want to make is don't let your heart. Now, the word let is what? It's a permissive word. In other words, here's the Lord, here's the Bible saying you can permit your heart, oh glory to God, to be envious. That means that if you're giving your heart permission, you can do something about it. You can choose. You can choose not to be envious. You can choose not to be jealous. What's another word for envious?
Jealous.
Jealous.
Spiteful.
Spiteful. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to James 3:14-16. James 3:14-16. So some stuff, the whole point I want to get across that there's some stuff that's what? In our heart. Oh, glory to God. You can let it stay in your heart. You know, sometimes, man, when we know that we're struggling, fighting stuff in our heart, oh, glory to God. How many know that there's some, you know, we got to realize that there's spirits that are connected with things. Now, he might not be in you, but he can vex you. Oh, glory to God. I say he can vex you. You, as a matter of fact, you can't let him in. You can't give him an inch. You give him an inch, you'll take him out. You can't let him in the door. Come on, you got to keep the door shut. You can't entertain when the enemy starts speaking in your ear and stuff and trying to make you jealous of somebody or something. You know, come on. Oh, glory to God. You got to talk back. You got to say something. Oh, glory to God. You got to denounce it. You got to renounce it. Especially if you had a past of being jealous. Oh, glory to God. Or you've been hurt. Amen, somebody. Sometimes people have been hurt. Oh, glory to God. And it opened the door because of the hurt for jealousy. Oh, glory to God. And so you gotta denounce it. Amen. When it rise up, somebody say when it rise up. When it start rising up. Because how many know that relationships won't last? Man, I've seen overly jealous relationships. They don't last. It can be abusive. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so anyways, when it start rising up, we have to denounce it. Oh, glory to God. We have to bind it. Come on. Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on earth, I'll bind it in heaven. One verse of scripture says, whatsoever you allow, God will allow. So in other words, Rabbi, we can't allow it. Come on. We can't give it permission. We got to shut it up and shut it down. Amen. Tell the devil to shut up in the name of Jesus. Put the name of Jesus behind it. Shut up. Stop talking to me. Isn't that what Jesus, when Peter was being influenced by the enemy, Jesus said, get behind me. That's a good way of saying, shut up, leave me alone. Get back there behind me. What you doing in front of me? Speak up, Lord. Because they don't understand that there are spirits that are connected to, that work under jealousy. Yes. I'm going to say that again. There's spirits that work under jealousy. Okay. What's some spirits that work under jealousy?
Murder.
Hatred.
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 Strife.
Is that it? Competition. We see it in church. Okay, all right. One person trying to outdo another person. We see it in church. Come on. Show glory to God. Competing. You know, competing with one another. People sometimes, you know, that operates under what? The strong man of jealousy. Comparing. Comparing what one person has done. Oh, glory to God. Well, that, you know, and so sometimes, can I tell you something? Sometimes even we're in church and we're picking it up. Or we seeing it. Or we think, you know, that, you know, just, you know, if the Lord leads you, pray about it.
Anger.
Anger. Okay. That's a good one. You know. And so, because I tell you what. See, we know love conquers all. And if love, if you're mature in love, come on, if you are mature, I'm going to say it again, when you're mature in love, oh, glory to God, it's hard for this spirit to operate in your life. Oh, glory to God. If you're grown or growing in love, you know, love abounds towards all men. If you feel any hatred towards any color, race, creed, person, there's a spirit of jealousy. There's a spirit of jealousy at work, or the strong man of jealousy is at work. So glory to God. Now, how many know that we all, let me say this here. We all love our people. We all love our race. Amen, somebody. But we should not love our race enough to step on another race of people. You know, when I worked out on the Space Center, you know, and I was a lead. And there was people that thought that because we were of the same race, that I would allow them to put them in positions or put them on a certain station just because of the race factor. And my policy was that, guess what? First come, first serve. You get to work early, you get to choose the station that you want to be on. So in other words, I did not do it. And so, you know, sometimes I have, you know, sometimes people, you take the brunt. People, you know, think that you start calling you Uncle Tom or something like that. But no, because my love, the Bible says that our love should do what? Abound towards what? All men. All men. I'm not going to put you over another person just because we are the same race. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to choose you. I'm not going to vote for you because you're black. Come on, somebody. Because you could be black and not believe in what I believe in. Come on. There could be a white person standing in front of me and a black person standing in front of me. And if that black person wants to, is endorsing aborting children, come on. Oh, glory to God. And the other one's not, guess what? I'm voting for the other one. Oh, glory to God. Because I'm not voting because I want somebody of my color and persuasion in office. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. So I just wanted to set a little scenario because when the Lord raised us up, he put us in position, our love has to abound towards what? Everybody. We can't love one person more than the other person. Yes, should we love our race? Yes, we should love our race, but we should love all races. We should love all people. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Is that all right? Amen. We should love everybody. And then we got, like I said, we got to learn to recognize. Sometimes we're not fighting flesh and blood. Now, you might have somebody on your job of the opposite race, different persuasion, race, and they may be, and you could pick up that, guess what? They got an ought against you, and you ain't done nothing to them, and that they might be prejudiced. Well, guess what? Now you need to start binding the strong man of jealousy. Come on, put that spirit up under subjection. Set the temperature on your job. Oh, glory to God. You don't have to tolerate a spirit. Now, you get to focusing on color, you done lost the battle already. And so you have to focus on, somebody said, you got to focus on the spirits and the principalities, the enemy that's using him.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIPMinistries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You may have heard there's a big quit happening in America, which means the world needs a Christian vision of work as much as it ever has. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. Physical labor was devalued in the ancient world. The exception, in classical Greece and the early days of the Roman Republic, was farming, which was considered the proper pursuit of citizens. In the later days of the Republic, plantation agriculture replaced small farms, and the work of farming was then relegated to slaves. Though it was the foundation of the empire's wealth, the upper classes believed that production was beneath them. Their lot, or so they thought, was to cultivate refined areas of life in the arts and philosophy. Of course, the biblical view of work is completely different than all of that. In Scripture, work is considered to be a positive good, an essential part of what it means to be human, what we were created for. God created us to work, so it's inherently connected to our worship of Him and our own dignity. Put differently, work is not a result of the fall. However, work was tainted by Adam's sin. Human effort to cultivate the earth, created to be part of the joy of imaging God, instead became sources of frustration, pain, sweat, and sorrow. See Genesis chapter 3. And because of the uniqueness of this biblical framework, even the earliest of Christians had a very different view of work when compared to their pagan neighbors. In the monastic communities, monks were expected to do physical labor for no other reason than to grow food. Within a fuller understanding of the biblical story, from creation to new creation, Christians came to view the gospel as Christ redeeming us of sin. And, this is important, all of its effects. So in addition to forgiveness of sin and security for eternity, it also included the redemption of anything that was infected or marred by sin. Increasingly, this included attempts to restore work away from being toil and back to being the kind of meaningful labor that God intended. That's why in the Middle Ages, many monasteries became centers of technological innovation that were centered on making work more significant. Prime example, the water wheel. Now, the Romans knew about water wheels, but they rarely made use of them. After all, why invest in an expensive machine when you have expendable slave labor? The monks had a different view of human value and the value of work, so they set out to develop ways to use the water wheel to mechanize production. What made communities adopt these and other technologies was more likely the influence of the Christian idea of work as it moved out from the monasteries to penetrate and shape the larger culture. These developments were inspired by the idea that Jesus' work in redemption meant restoration.